Henriette Lucie Dillon was born in 18th century Paris to an Irish Jacobite family. Apprentice lady-in-waiting to Marie Antoinette, she married the Marquis de la Tour du Pin, an army officer and diplomat. Her memoirs give a first-hand account of the upheavals in France, from the Ancien Régime through the Revolution, Napoleon's Empire, and the subsequent restoration of the monarchy. This extract describes the 5th of October 1789, when a crowd of women marched on Versailles. The following morning, the crowd would invade the palace, demand the appearance of the king, and take the royal family back to Paris. Versailles would never again be the residence of kings.
On the 4th of October, many of the Paris bakeries had no bread, and there was a great commotion. But at Versailles, no one was alarmed. The riot seemed similar to others that had already taken place, and everyone believed that the National Guard would be able to control the people. Several messages sent to the king and to the president of the chamber were so reassuring that on the 5th of October, at 10 o'clock in the morning, the king went out hunting, while after lunch I went to meet Madame de Valence. We saw a man ride past us at full gallop. It was the Duc de Maillé, who cried out to us, "Paris is marching here with cannons!" We were greatly alarmed and returned immediately to Versailles, where the alarm had already been raised. Meanwhile, the drums beat to summon the National Guard at Versailles. They assembled on the Place d'Armes and arranged themselves in battle formation. The Flanders Regiment positioned itself between the royal stables and the gate. All the entrances to the chateau were barricaded, and doors which had not turned on their hinges since the days of Louis XIV were closed for the first time. Finally, at about 3 o'clock, the king and his entourage arrived at a gallop up the Grande Avenue. This unfortunate prince, instead of stopping to say a few kind words to this fine Flanders regiment, which was crying out, "Vive le roi!" as he passed, said not a word. He shut himself up in his apartments and did not re-emerge. The National Guard of Versailles, which was getting its first taste of war, began to grumble and say that it would not fire on the people of Paris.